Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Yechiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Vav and Beis, the Gemara was discussing that a shulchan is tamei even though Kli Eitz Asla Nachas is tar. Over here, there's a special case of Katzav that it's tamei. We learn out from there that must be that a shulchan is not Asla Nachas. Must be that with Magbia La'ir L'Regalim, and that's the reason why. We look at it as a keli that's betalta mali vareka, that's to be the saka, that's why it's makabel tuba. And the Gemara goes on to ask, where Rashi learns up, but typically bishop tzipoy, that l'chayra, even if it would be asula nachas, even if we wouldn't look at it as betalta mali vareka, it should still be tabe. Because since it's betzupa with zav, it should have a din of kli matchis. And kli matchis is tabe b'chalayfin. Why do we need to come along and say that it's not a kli asula nachas, l'chayra, the shulchan should not have a din of a kli eitz, it should have a din of a kli matchis. And the Gemara goes on, Daf Tzadi Zayin, but the Gemara is done, that maybe we can answer that the reason why we look at a shulchan as a kli eitz and not as a kli matchis, even though normally something gets betzupeh, we would go basar a tzipoy and would have a din tuba of kli matchis. Over here, since the atzi shita that the shulchan is made out of our chashuv, therefore they're not bottled to the tzipoy and would have retained its din of kli eitz, even though it's betzupeh with zov. And the Gemara goes out to say that that chayru be talid b'chlekes Rabbi Yechir Rish Lakish. What's the deal with kli b'sabbos, which is a very chashuv eitz? What would be the deal with that kli when it's betzupeh? Does it retain its din of kli eitz even though it's batal? The Gemara asks that the fear of Yechir that holds it even in a ifin of kli b'sabbos where it's very chashuv avol pikein it becomes batal. So the chayru who had did the shulchan should become batal, should have a din of kli matris and it should be tamei even if it would be asil anachas. And on that answers the Gemara shani shulchan derachmana kar yeitz. That the reason why Shulchan needs to be dafka, that's not Asul Nachas, and it has to be betalta mali v'rekim, to be tabe is because the Torah called it an eitz, and the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, Shedeber, Abizbech, eitz, Sholish Abiz Goiva, Arkay Shtev Abiz, and the Gemara says, it's referring to the Shulchan, the pasuk at the end says, Zeh Shulchan, Asher Lefnei Hashem. So we see that the Torah called the Shulchan a kli eitz. And therefore, the Baskaras HaGemara is that a Shulchan is dinner of Kli Eitz, and the reason why it's Tabi is only because it's Betalto Mali Vareken. Now, it's a small aura on the Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, when he's discussing all the different Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, in Perek Aleph, Aloch Yud Ches, the Rambam writes, HaMenoira V'Keileo, VeHashulchan V'Keilov, U'Bizbeach HaKteiris, V'Chol Kli HaSharis, Ein Oysen Oysen Elo, Ben HaMatchis Bovat, that the Menoira, the Shulchan, U'Bizbeach HaKteiris, all made out of Matchis. And if it's made out of other things, if also I shall eat or etza by evid or shall schuches psulim, there's a din that klisharis have a din of kli has a din that has to be made out of matzchis dafka, and if it's not made out of matzchis, it's pasul. And the Rambam is moina, and this list of kelim, the Rambam is moina shulchan v'kelov. So if you look at the Sefer Lekutim and the Shafti Fakel Rambam, they bring that over there a shash. The shash is ready moir that's negative pasuk. The pasuk is before us that the shulchan was made out of eitz. It was made out of eitz, and it was just mitzupa mazov. So l'chayr tzarech leibar, but that the kavanas harab does not mean to go negate the pasuk. He hoped that you learned the pasuk. But afal pikin, since it's mitzupa mazov, the rabbi therefore holds it. It has a Torah's din of a kli matchis. It has a din of kli matchis. And just like all kli sharas need matchis, the shulchan also says kaim the din kli matchis with the fact that it's mitzupa mazov. Just from er gemara would be l'chayr a little bit of a hara. Shash says, I'm a gemara b'chagiga, to know what he means. But from our Gemara, the fact that Maskaras HaGemara says that we look at it as a Kli Eitz, it's a little interesting that the Rabbim could come along and say that there's a Din Kli Matchis, that the Shulchan should have a Din Kli Matchis. Unless we say that the Xeris HaKosev that has a Din of Kli Eitz is only the Gabi Tumah V'Tayro, not the Gabi Hilchis Kli Sharis. The Gabi Hilchis Kli Sharis, what it's made out of, we could look at it as Mitzupah Bezov, and has a Torah's Kli Matchis. Only Klape, the Tyro. So Ruchi and the Pasuk in Yechetz is not talking about any special Indian. And it calls it a Kli Eitz. So we should have to look at it as a Kli Eitz. Eidah Hanami, this Xeris HaKosev for the Tyro that it's being Mitzupah Vizov. But it's a little interesting for the Rabbim to establish a halacha that all Kli Sharis have to be Matchis and mention within them the Din of a Shulchan, where the Shulchan clearly in the Pasuk is beforeish that it's made out of Eitz. And if you look at the Bichas Chinuch, when he talks about the Shulchan, in Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin, he writes over there, he discusses what will be the halacha if someone wouldn't make the shulchan out of eitz. He brings this Rambam that we're discussing now, that the Rambam seems to hold that a shulchan be'etzem is a kli matchis. And he says, Yesh la'ayin, what would happen if we would make the shulchan entirely out of matchis? We wouldn't make it out of eitz, habetzupe b'zov, which the Bichas Chinuch says, zov is not ma'akiv. It's just a did b'chatchila. If you would put other matzchis on it, it would also be kosher. What's the halach if I would make it totally out of matzchis? And he says, l'chayro, we could bring a riot from the sugi l'chagiga. Mr. Gemara Chagiga asks, on the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah says, that we say the hezaru, you should be careful not to touch the shulchan, because we don't want the shulchan to become tameh, and then we would have to be tovel it. And we wouldn't be able to have the kiyam of the din tamid, so we'd have to be mevatel the kiyam of the lechem apara biga, the shulchan, when we would go and be tevel the shulchan. So the Gemara goes on to ask, that, why is the shulchan tamei, b'chayra, to kliyates? The shulchan has a din of a kliyates. As the b'chas chinuch, if the halacha would be that you could make the shulchan out of salad matches, you don't need the eitz b'chlala, what would the Gemara be asking? L'chayr, it's before the Gemara, for the fact that Gemara is bothered by the question that a shulchan creates, that the Gemara dafka has to be made in this oifen, has to be dafka made with eitz that's covered with matzchus, but it has to be that the inside of the shulchan is made out of eitz. But says the Mechaschelech, no, l'chayr, there's no raya, because practically it's pashit that when they made the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make it out of kulei matzchus. Ein chanami, maybe it is kosher to do it like that, but it's pashit, says the Mechaschelech, that the way they would make it l'maisu would be the way it says it in the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara still has a right to ask Akasha, what does the Mishnah mean that they told them to be careful, since practically the Shulchan was made out of eitz, l'chayr it should be tar, that's what the Gemara goes on to ask. But Eidachanami says to Bechaschidach, if the Maisa won't make it out of matzchus, Eidachanami, maybe it'll be kosher. And he writes with Tzarechi, and it sounds like he's more noted to say that it's kosher. Which is again a little interesting, if the Pasuk Yecheskel calls it a kli eitz, that we look at it as a din of a kliyates, even though Be'emes it has a teres kli matzchus, so it was exeris akosiv to give it a kliyates. It's a little interesting to say that apel pikein is going to be kosher when you make a kulei matzchus. The Torah called it, the pasuk Yechezkel calls it a kliyates. It would be mash, but that is the state of the kliyah. Shulchan needs to be a kliyates. Unless we just say that the pasuk Yechezkel is just giving a din to the shulchan as the Torah wrote it, but in a chanami you can make it differently. Tzarech Ian, in this Inyan, in this Rambam, it seems to call it Shulchan HaKli Matchis. The Gemara by us seems to call it Shulchan HaKli Eitz. Tzarech Ian had to be Miyashiv, this Inyan. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara goes on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that the Sidra HaKonim, setting up the Konim on the Shulchan and the Tilasan, are not Toicha Shabbos. And Rashi explains, what exactly is the problem with being Mesadr Kodem on Shabbos? So Rashi, the Ramasra Mai, Rashi is Masber that Mitzad is a Mukta, that wouldn't be a Tain over here. Because ain't Shvus Mikdosh. The klal is that we don't have Drabbanans, we don't have Shvusim, we're not knowing Shvusim in the Mikdosh. Chazal weren't going to the Shvusim in the Mikdosh. Therefore Rashi goes on to say that we're not discussing the Shvus of Mukta, the Isra of Mukta. The Isra over here is, Mishum Shvusu El de Mechsik Abayna Vesayser. This over here is because it looks like you're being Baina and Seisar Abinyan. You're building and taking down. By setting up the Kodim, it's similar to building. And therefore, there's an Isidra button of Baina and Seisar over here. It's something Mechzik, a Baina of a Seisar. And that, says Rashi, is a problem over here. Why? It's not Teicha Shabbos. Taisvis, in the Ramas of Loisidar Kodim, Taisvis brings down Rashi. And he says that this is a very nice pshat, but the Gemara and Shabbos seems to say not like this. The Gemara and Shabbos is mashma clearly that the reason why there was an Isir of the Sidar Hakonim is because it was Koidem Hataras Kalim Nishnu. It's before when there was a very Chabadik Gzeira Buksa, before they were Matir, certain in Yadav of Buksa. And therefore, it's before Shulchan and the Gemara says Taisus that the Isra of here was an Isra Muksa. And says Taisus, what are we going to do with the Kasha that Rashi asked at Lachayra, how do we find Lachayra in Shvusim Mikdash? Says Taisus that we do find Shvusim in the Mikdash. We do find that they make Zeres Drabbana in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Chanami, the Gemara does say in a lot of places, ain't Shvusim in the Mikdash, but there are times that we do make Shvusim in the Mikdash. And therefore says Taisus, in the Chanami, the Isra of Eres Altmukza, and Afal Pikain, there's a Shvus, we Gezer Shvus on the Mikdash, in the Mikdash. Now the Rishash over here is Batama on Rashi, a simple Pashta question. The Chayyim Rashi had a kasha that is a din of eight shvus for mikdash. The din of eight shvus for mikdash. Therefore, asked Rashi, how could the Isra Muksa be ma'akavas for being nesadar kadam on Shabbos? So asked the Rishash, what did Rashi answer? Rashi answers that there's an Isra binyan and stira. Now it's clear in Rashi that we're not discussing an Isra deraisa binyan and stira. Rashi says clearly it's mechzik abayin of a seisa. So therefore, asked the Rishash, how did Rashi answer his question? On this also there's a problem of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. There's also only Issa D'Rabbanon. So also should only have the din of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. So if you look in the Sefer Sherlo Beishiv in Madura Kamo Chelik Beis in Sefer Kufbev Vav, he says that there's two different types of Gzeiros. There's a Gzeiro where one would do something, where one, Chazal said not to do something, but you might come to do a Deiraisa. And then sometimes Chazal would convey that this is Aser Midrabanon. They gave a Teiris Malacha to this Midrabanon. Muktzah says the Sheol Meshiv is a, because of Aitzah. We're worried that if you start moving too many things around on Shabbos, we allow you to move freely anything on Shabbos, you're going to end up being Moitzi things to Rosh Hashanah. So that says the Sheol Meshiv. That's Gzeira Otu Adairaisa. And the reason why in the Beis HaMikdash we don't have certain Drabbanons, he says, is beforeish, is because of the din, the svara of Kehanim's reasoning, that the Kehanim Azor is not going to come to be Nichshal in an Issa Deraisa. So the Yifra says the Shoyal Meshiv, the Issa Muktza, which is only Xera that you might come to do a Haitza. The Issa Muktza itself is not, there's no Issa Deraisa that Chazal put the Issa Muktza into. They made a new Issa because they're worried that maybe you might come to do Haitza Deraisa. In the Mikdash it doesn't apply. Since Kehanim's reason, hey, we're not worried that the Kehanim are going to come to be Nichshal in the Issa Deraisa, and therefore we weren't Gezer the Issa Muktza. Masha Eikein says the Shoyal Meshiv, the Isser of Mechzik opinion of Estira, the Pshat is Chazal said that Midra Abadon, even though Midra Rice doesn't have all the Klolim, but Midra Abadon, they gave us the Tyrus Malacha, they went into the Xeris Bain of the Seisar, they said this also Midra Abadon goes into the Bain of the Seisar. It's not just the Xera that maybe you might come to do Bain and Estira. For whatever reason, they put it into the Xera, the Malacha Bain and Seisar, and on such a Midra Abadon says the Shoyal Meshiv, there's no Taina of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. Now the Oyla Shleima comes to answer the Rosh Hashas Kasha, and he says that this that the Rosh Hashas is saying that there's a tide of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, this cloud of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, Yesh Leibar B'Kchidosh, that's only when there's only one Issa Drabbanon. When there's two Shvusim involved, when there's two Drabbanons involved, then they were Geizer. They were only Mekel the Beis HaMikdosh when you're only being over one Shvus. Mashaykh would be over two shvusim, then they weren't mekel. And he brings up a kara, you say to this, from a rav, which is really the Pirush B'Shtayis, a rav over there on the Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and Erevid, where over there the rav is going on the halacha of Rebbe, that Rebbe holds, that Beda Shmoshes, it's also to do halacha, but a darvashah who bishom shvus, they weren't gazer of Beda Shmoshes, since it's not, it's a suffix if it's Shabbos yet or not. Milchazah, we only doing chubra on a deraisis, on a shvus. Over there, we're Mekel, Rabbi Olzik, Kol Darvashu B'Shem Shvus, like Gazer Beda Shvoshes. Says the Rav, this is only when we have only one Shvus. But when we have two Shvusim, that two Shvusim are asterisk, one Maisa, so then, even if you're Rabbi, La Loch is at its Aser. So the Eilu Shleibe says that we find Achreinim already Dame, this din of the Gazer Shvus Beda Shvoshes, that the Rav, and the Rabbab over here, the Mishnayis and Erevid are Mazber, that by two Shvusim Rabbi is Gazer Beda Shvoshes, to the din of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. He's betzayit to Akardi Re'im on the Marshon, Daf Yud Alpha Bezit Beitza. And there's a Chuvitz of Kiveger in Tzibukuf Notes that they also both say, I'll pee this Rav and this Rabbam that Hu Adin, the Gabir Alocha of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh, that two Shvus in the world guys are on. And Mail says, Lo Yoshoim, it's Lo Yikosha, the Rosh Hashas Kasha. The Rosh Hashas asked the Rashi that what's Rashi asking? What's Rashi answering his question by saying that there's a Mechzik Abayin of a Seisar? Who cares if it's Mechzik Abayin of a Seisar? On that also there's a problem of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. So on that, says Lo Yoshoim, Eina Hanami, Rashi just means to say that there's not only Isar Tiltel, there's also a Mechzik Abayin of a Seisar, and once you have two, so then, once it's two, then of course the Chazal were Gezer in the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore says the Shleiba, that who did it, says Yashu, Taisus is Kasha. Taisus asks that L'chayu the Gemara Shabbos is before, that's only Kaidim Ataras Kalim. It's only when the Issa Muks applied on the moving of the Kanim. Says the Shleiba, it's Pasha, because the Mechzik Abayinim is Seisar within itself also wouldn't be enough to Aser. Because it's only one Shvus, and that also would apply Rashi's Kasha of Ein Shvus HaMikdosh. Rashi's Teretz to Aser is only when you have a tier for both the Issa Muktza and the Isser of Mechzi Kibayda V'Seiser. Now, as Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's printed in the Gilead HaRabbah, but the Shafti Frankel Rabbah says, Hochas Tepidu B'Musafim, Perek Hei Alochi Yud Aleph, where the Rabbah over there brings down the Din of our Mishnah, that the Kodim, Lo Yisidu Kedem, Lo Yisidu Kedem, Lo Yisidu Kedem, they're both not Toich HaShabbos. So Rikvega over there is ma'ira that l'chayra. It's very shver for the rabbi to bring down this mishnah. But the Gemara on Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Mabez says that the iser of the sidra akonim and the tilas akonim is because of muksa and it's kaidem ataras kelim nishnu. The kodim aren't they're klishon machter laheter. Kodim are klishon machter laheter. And the Gemara and the Mishnah that says that it's not Toich HaShabbos, it's going before Chazal were Matar. Chazal at one point assered for Kli Shabachta Laheter to be betalt to Kli Shabachta Laheter. And Chazal, before they were Matar it comes out that Sidur Kodim is not Toich HaShabbos. But Esther Kivega, that Lacher, that's only before the Heter. Now that we're ever after the Heter, Lacher, it should be Mutter. Now, if you go further on in the Gemara Daf Kuf Chav Dalda, but Alf speaks out, Omar Rabba, that no, La'olam we could say that even after Ataras Kelim Nishnu. Why? Because what's the whole reason that we put in Kodim is because we don't want the past to become Ratin, we don't want Mishumi Pushi, we don't want the past to get moldy. In this small amount of time, Loi Miapish, we could wait till after Shabbos, we don't have to do it right away. So therefore, says Rabbah, it's not a Tzorich B'chlal to move these Kodim. And the Kivegar over there brings that the Rajva's Mazbir Gemara, that the Gemara therefore it remains like Chamel itself. It remains like moving a Klisha Melachta Laheter v'Chamel itself. And the Gemara over here, like the Girsa we have, is Rabbah, which Rabbah Shita is, that even after they were Matar Kalim, Hamia to move a Klisha Melachta Laheter, it's only Mutter L'Tzorich Kufay Yemakayimai. But to move it v'Chamel itself, Rabbah holds its Aser. And therefore Rabbah is Madcha de La'olam, the Din of our Mishnah could be Kayim even after Ataras Kalim. But Esther Kivega, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbah, that after the heter of Kalim, we were matter klisha malach la heter legamri. You're allowed to move a klisha malach la heter, even mechamel itself. So therefore, Esther Kevegar, how could the Rambam go ahead and bring down our Mishnah? L'chayra, our Mishnah is kaidem ataras Kalim. And even though the Gemara Shabbos speaks out that la'olam it's achar ataras Kalim, that's only in Rabbah Shita. In Rabbah Shita, that klisha malach la heter is usher mechamel itself. So then the Gemara's matzcha that it could be even la'achar ataras kalim. But the dan that we hold, that la'achar ataras kalim, and shitas rava, that la'achar ataras kalim la'alocha is, that even mechamel itself became mutter. So then it's poshut, says Rav Kivega, that the Mishnah is going to have to be talking about kaidim ataras kalim, and shouldn't be kayim ladino. So the Mikdash David, in Simon Chav Beis, and I say, he's miyashiv, that the pshan the rabbim will be like our Rashi. I'm a Rashi Shalfaneinu. Rashi says a different pshat. He's obviously not learning like the Eilu Shlema. He says Rashi says a different pshat. Rashi's learned. Rashi says the reason why it's usher is because of Mechzik Abayit of Seiser. Nothing to do with Muktzah. And therefore says the Mikdash David, if the Rambam learned like Rashi, then it'll be very good how the Rambam, why the Rambam could bring the din, the Maskar. Now the problem obviously remains that the Rambam, now we have Rambam and Rashi are both negative Gemara, like Tesis asks. Tesis asks on Rashi that the Gemara is beforeish, that the Isser is because of Muktzah. And the Gemara didn't understand that the Isser should be because of Machzik Gebayin of Isser. So says the Mikdash David that Be'ebis, what's the Isser over here of Bayin of Isser? It's because we're making like an oil. By putting the Kodim across the Snifim, we're making like an oil over here. So says the Mikdash David, if you look at the Sugya of Beitza Dachlam, Beitza, which discusses this idiot of oil, Tosfos, the Verbasa Momata Lamala Osir, Tosfos is Masber, that you're allowed to put a Shulchan on legs. The problem is only if there's Bechitas on the side that go down to the Lakarka. The Isser of putting something on top of putting a Shulchan on top of something is only if there's walls going down the sides that go till the Karka. Then there's an Isser to go and put a covering on, which that's considered making an oil. But in a case where there's no walls, you're just putting, you're balancing a shulchan, a board on something, but there's no walls going down, then it's mutter. So therefore, says the Mikdash David, this Isser of Rashi, of Mechzik, Abayit of Seiser, L'chayrov, is going to be tully in whether or not the snifim, the things on the sides, are going down till the floor. If they're going down till the floor, then there'll be an Isser of Asiyas Oil. But if they're not going down to the floor, there'll be no Isser of Asiyas Oil. It says the Mikdash David, if we look back at the Tzadi Dalam base, the first over there, that this is a Machlaikas. That whether or not we're the Snifa with Munachim is Talia the Machlaikas. The Gemara says that Lamad the Abbas Svidore Kedes, then is placed to put it on the Shulchan themselves. The Snifa that are holding up the Lechla Parim were resting on the Shulchan. Masha'ekin the Mad the Abbas holds Tever Putza, so there's no room Bechlal on the Shulchan. So the Gemara asks, Hecha Baruch, where do the Snifa rest? Where are they sitting on? And the Gemara says, A'ara Baruch Hu, you put it on the ground. So says the Mikdash Tavid that whether or not the Snifa Ba'ah, the ground, or on the Shulchan, is telling it about Chagis Reb Chanina and Reb Yechanan. And therefore says the Mikdash Tavid that the Gemara Shabbos, they can't find any other Isser besides for the Isser Muktzah. He says, if you look inside, who's the Abra and that Gemara? It's Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar is a Talmud of Reb Yechanan. So he probably went with his Shittas, his Reb Yechanan, that holds Kibbin Tzvida Reb Keves. And therefore he held that the Snifa were Murach the Shulchan, so there's no Isser opinion at Seisser. Because like Tesis of Beta says, the walls aren't going down to the Karka, there's no Isser Bain of a Seisser. And therefore, Mehechruch, he had to learn that the Isser is because of Muktzah, and he had to say that our whole Mishnah is Kaidim Zeir's Kalim. Masha'eki and the Rambam, Masha'eki and Rashi could be Mefarish Lemaisa, Lemaskot, the Halach Lemaisa, the repassing like Reb Chanina, could be Teva Prutza. And therefore, the Didan, we don't have to come on to the Isser Muktzah. We don't need to come out to that. We don't have to say that the Isser is because of Mukta. We can learn that the Mishnah is because of Bayit of Isser. It's Isser B'drabana, Binyan and Stira, since the Snifa, but going down to the Karka. And that's why even the Maskana, where we don't hold, like the Kivegur S, we don't hold of the problem of Mukta. Afal Pikain, the Ram still paskins the Dinah of the Mishnah, but it's like Rashi's Mazur by us is a problem of Mechzik Bayit of Isser. The man, the Omar, can be Teva Prutza, where the Snifa went down to the Karka, and we don't have to come out that the Isser of our Mishnah is because of Muktzah. Now, in the Etzeb Rambam, there's another Mahalach how to learn the Gemara in Shabbos. It's a famous Neisid Rishaydin, the Ran in the back of the Rift discusses this. They have a big Chiddush that the Gemara's Mashma, that the whole Heter of Klisha Machta the Heter, even after the Heter of Kalim, is only to move it, let's say, Kufai, I'm a Kaimai, I'm a Chabal Letzel. There's a Tzorich to move it. But the Ran discusses what's the halacha, he brings a machlaikis about this, what's the halacha to move a klisha machta the heter? For no reason. You have no reason to move it. For no tzorich machlal, says the Ran. The Ran is done that there will be an issue, he says, the pashas pashmai sagabara, be mashma, that the heter is only mechamel itself. When there's a tzorich, I can put him to the matzah the keli. That the keli might get ruined. And I want to move it, that the keli shouldn't get ruined. But in a case where I don't have any tzorich machlal to move it, the oilam that could remain in the Isser, the Chazal will never matter, being metalto klisha mlachta the heter, shloi the tzorich klal. And in the Chedushay Aran over there on Shabbos, the Ran over there brings a raya. He says he brings a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara is madche. The divrei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said that the din of Er Mishnah of Konin is koidim zeiris kalim, koidim at heter kalim, koidim at taras kalim. And therefore Reb Lezer seems to be saying that it wouldn't be negei ladino. And the Gemara is madche that no, over here there's no problem. The Ran of the Gersa Amar Rava, that the Rishonim had such a tzad to be Gersa Amar Rava, that there's no raya. Because over here we could say that there's no tzayrich b'chlal, because there's no, the bread in such a small amount of time won't get ruined, won't get spoiled, won't get rotten. Ask the Ran, who cares if it won't get rotten? Cut him out of klisha machta laheter. Why can I move them? And therefore the Ran proves from this Gemara, raya, that klisha machta laheter, shloi the tzayrich klal, is be'emes, also to move. The Ran goes further and he says like the Rajba, that we could be curious to the Gemara Rabbah, and we could say that it has a darga b'chamel itzel, and Rabbah Shita is, that Mechamel Itzel is Aser by Klisha Mlachta Laheter. But the Ran is Mitzadid, a Tzad to learn the Gemara, that the Gemara is going with Ravah, the Didan, that we are the Klisha Mlachta Laheter is Mutter B'chol Eifin, but Afal Pikein Shloi Litzer Klal is going to be Aser. And if you look, in the Rambam and Hilchah Shabbos, in Perkaf Hei Alacha Gimel, the Bhagavad Mishnah over there is also strongly holds of this Shita, that a Klisha Mlachta Laheter is Aser Shloi Litzer Klal, and he speaks out that the Rambam is also very mashma this way. He assumes that the Shita is a Rambam this way. Im Kain, very poshut, the Rambam learned the Gemara like the Ran. The Rambam learned the Gemara like the Ran, that Shloi Litzer Klal is Aser, Klisha Mlachta Laheter, and that's the Pshan Nar Mishnah, to move Kodim on Shabbos doesn't have any Tzerich. We don't have any Tzerich at all to move them, and therefore, the Maskana of Kvegur S and the Rambam from the Rajba, the way the Rajba learns the Gemara, but if you look in the Chedushay Aran, in the Chedushay Aran is a different Mahalach in the Gemara, and if the Rambam learned that way, that it's B'yoshev Pshitas the Rambam, we don't have to come on to say that the Rambam learned like Rashi, like the Mikdash Tavid, because of Mechzi Gebayin of Esayser, because the Oilam learned the Rambam learned like the Pashas HaGemara Shabbos, it's because of Muktzah. But Afal Pikein, even though it's a Klisha Malach Lehetu, there's still a Isser Muktzah, because it's Shaloy Letzayuch Klal. Now, if you look at the Etzeb Pshat, the Tosis learns in our sugya that La'olam, we're learning out Muktzah, and Afal Pikein, sometimes it's a Shvusim Mikdash, sometimes we're going to Shvusim in the Mikdash. If you look at the Mikdash David, it's Simuch Hafei in Ois Vav, a little further on, he discusses this noise. He brings different various places and shots where we find Isurim Derabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. And he says that Dira to say that Isur Muksa is more chamer than every Shvus. In Chanami, we don't have a Shvus for Mikdash. But when it involves the Isur Muksa, Muksa is more chamer. And therefore, the Isur Muksa, La'ivan, they were geyser in the Mikdash. And he's betzayin to the Sugya Beitza Daf Gimel on a Beis, where the Gemara asks on certain Amorayim, why is a Suffolk Beitza? Beitza should all be Yotav Aser. L'chayr, it's only Aser B'drabbanan. And it should be Suffolk D'rabbanan. So Taisus Shadim is ba'ayr that the Gemara doesn't seem to ask on Rav Nachman's Pshat. Rav Nachman holds that the Isus because of Muksa, the Gemara didn't ask on Rav Nachman, says to Taisus Shadim. The reason for this is, because Muksa is Chamira, v'haba ke'in de'raisa, and therefore the Gemara understands that by Muksa, even though on a regular D'rabbanan, a Suffolk will be butter, by Muksa, Suffolk will be Aser. And he's been signed to the Sugya Beitza Daf Chavdalim a Beis further on, that Suffolk Mukhan is Aser. That by says the Taisus Shalom that Muksa is more chamer, and therefore says the Dachos says the Mikdash David who adin the Gabi Arsugi. We could say that even though ain't Shvus a Mikdash, it's a Muksa. We do find it a Mikdash, and he says Alpizah we could be Miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hukas Beis Habechira in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam over there is breaking down the Seder that they did every morning. Every morning before Amud HaShachar, they used to go and they used to go around in the Azar. They used to take candles. They used to take torches, they have vukesh ha'ar b'yadam, and they used to walk around from the two sides of the Beis HaBikdash. And the Rambam says, "Kaseder hazeh oisim b'chol laila." Every single night they did the same seder. Chutz b'leilu Shabbos, she'ein b'yadam ar, el boitkim neiris had lukin sham erev Shabbos. They didn't carry ar with them, but they had neiris standing there from erev Shabbos already, and that's how they were able to see what was going on. But they couldn't carry the avukes. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, L'chayr, what's the reason for this? Why can't they carry avukes on Shabbos? He asked for Avagav the Kaimel on the Inch Shvus of Mikdash. Sakakoa discussing L'chayr Isra Muksa, being Metalto or as an Isra Muksa. And ask the Kesef Mishnah what happened to the Klal of Inch Shvus of Mikdash. So answers the Kesef Mishnah, Shani Yachar, the Efshav and Neir Sadlukim Erev Shabbos, since it's Efshav, even Acher, we're not Seimach on the Kuba of Inch Shvus of Mikdash. Seems from the Kesef Mishnah that the whole heter of Ein Shvus HaMikdash is only in a Heichatimza. We have no other Eitza. We have another way how to do it. Then we don't have the kula of Ein Shvus HaMikdash. If you look at the Mishnah Melech, he asks Kashis on the Kesef Mishnah from various places in Shas. Says the Mikdash Shtavid, the Vareinu, the fee what we're saying now, that Muksa is different than the Kesef Mishnah's Kashis is not Shver. So over here we're discussing the Issa Muksa. And the Mikdash Shtavid was Biyasid, the Issa Muksa doesn't have the kula of Ein Shvus HaMikdash. It's a mukta is more chamer, like we see in the Sugya Beitza Daf Gimel. It's a mukta is more chamer than a regular Drabbanan, and that's the reason why the Rambam says that on Lel Shabbos, they didn't use the Neiris, they didn't carry the Avukais, they just were Seimach on the Neiris that were lit there from Erev Shabbos. Just to make a quick sikum of the Issa Drabbanan of the Sidur Kanim, Rashi speaks out that the Issa is not because of mukta, but that would apply Ein Shvus HaMikdash. The Issa is because of Mechzik, Ebayin of Seisar. Taisus asks on Rashi to chare sugya Shabbos is mashma. Not like that. Taisus learns that no, there are places in Shas where we find that there is a Issa Drabbanan even in the Mikdash. And by Inachanami, the Issa over here is like the Gemara Shabbos is mashma is because of the Issa Muktzah. The Shas was metaba on Rashi that lochayra. What is Rashi gaining by making Mechzik a binyan that's also only a Shvus? So we said for the Shail Meshav, there's different types of Shvusim. There's a Shvus that they made a new Issa. Otwa deraisa, and on that is a svar of Kehanim's reason that we're not worried that the Kehanim are going to be nichlal in the deraisa. But the Ardra buttons where Chazal instituted that these things are also nichlal in the Issa deraisa, and on such a thing you wouldn't apply the din of Ein Shvus v'Biktosh. We said for the Eidah Shleimah to answer both the Rishash's Kasha and Taisis' Kasha that this klal of Ein Shvus v'Biktosh is only on one Shvus, not on two Shvusim, like he brought it from the Etzib Yisoyed for the Rav and the Rambam in Eruv and Parakimo where they before over there the Gabi the did of Ein Shvus Beit HaShvashis. There's no Issa Shvus Beit HaShvashis. And she does Rebbe that two Shvusim, if you're going to be over two Drabbanans, it is also Beit HaShvashis. And he brought to the Karder Aim in Beitza and Rebbe Kivager and Shuvah Kufta Test also both spoke out this, to the Dhamma, this Indian to over there. But Mela, it's very good. First of all, why Rashi, the turns to Rishash's Kasha, that Rashi speaks to say that there's also Mechzik Abayt of Seisar. Mela, you have two. And it's Matur Seis's Kasha that the Gemara, of course the Gemara in Shabbos is also, we need to have the Issa of the Gemara of Muktzah also, and that's what the Gemara in Shabbos says, it has to be Dafka Kredim Zeris Kain. We brought Kivager's time on the Rabbim, why the Rabbim brings the Din of our Mishnah, the Maisel, the Chayra, the Gemara in Shabbos is before, it's Kredim Ataras Kalim. And even in the Gemara's Dichoy, the Rajma learns up in the Gemara there, It's only this rabbi that holds that there's an isser mechamel etzel on klisha malachta laheter. The dan of klisha malachta laheter is mutter even mechamel etzel. L'chayra, the halacha should be, it should be the baisa mutter. And brought down the Mikdash David said that the rabbi learns like Rashi that the isser is al tmechsi kabayit of a seiser. And he says that the reason why the Gemara and Shabbos understood it wasn't because of mechsi kabayit of a seiser, it was because of mukta, is because the Gemara over there learned that the snifim were on the shulchan, and the Gemara, which is the Machlokes, the Gemara daf tali dalav beis, and he says that the isser b'ayin and seiser is only the snifim go down to the karka. The snifim are remaining on the shulchan, so you don't have walls going down to the karka. Tosis the beis dalav beis of the beis before that there's no isser b'ayin and seiser. So the sugis are tali in the Machlokes. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechon, on whether or not the snifim went down to the floor. And we pass it like Rabbi Chanina, and therefore we have an Isser Binyan and Stira over here. But we said that the Rambam and the Olam could learn like the Gemara and Shabbos. It's not Mukhrach for the Rambam to learn like Rashi. Because the Ran and Shabbos has a tzad to learn that Klisham Lach Laheter is Usser and Tilto at a Tzor Klal. And that's how he learns the Gemara over there. And we said the Magam Mishnah in Perak Hafei, Alach Gibel, also learns the Rambam that the Rambam holds of the Shita, that Klisham Lach Laheter is Usser. The Mikdash David learns up in our Gemara of Pidei Derech of Taisvis that some places we do find Yeshuas from Mikdash, and he says that maybe Muktza is one of them. Muktza is more chaver we find in Gemara Beit Daf Gimel that Suffolk Muktza could be Aser, even though other Sfeikis Drabbana go Lachubra, but Muktza is more chaver. And therefore, by any Inyan Muktza, we don't say the Klal of Yeshuas from Mikdash. He brings the Rambam and says, Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam was before over there, that you're not allowed to be Betaltal Neiris on Shabbos. Kasvish is Betama, what happened to Ein Shvus V'Mikdash? Says the Mikdash David, the reason is, like what we're saying, that Ein Shvus V'Mikdash doesn't apply, but it is a Muktza. Now the Gemara says that we're not Mesadar Kadam on Shabbos, so what do we do? So the Gemara brings a Braitha, so that we come back on Motzei Shabbos, we had him with Motzei Shabbos, Dichnas, you pick up Ubagbir Rasher Shal Chalo, and then you stick the Kadam in between the Chalas. That's on Motzei Shabbos. The Rambam and Hilchos Tefillin Musafim and Perek Hey and Alocha Yud Aleph. Rambam's lashon is a little different than the lashon of Brisa. Rambam's lashon is El Me'erev Shabbos Nichlas for Shaintam Menoisan LaErich Hashulchan Uveechod B'Shabbos Nichlas for Machus Hakadim Bein Achalis. The Rambam Pashas lashon will be Mashma. They come in on Sunday on Echod B'Shabbos. But if you look in the lashon of Amri Kirkus and the Magia over there. It's mashma that he learned that way, that he learned up Echa B'Shabbos just means the first day of the week, which could mean by night also. It could mean by Matzah Shabbos, like the Lashon HaGemara. The Rambam also is Mechuvin. It's just like our Gemara that it means Matzah Shabbos. The Chastei David, on Tesefta, Perek Yud Aleph, and Tesefta Yud, he says that this Rambam, if we learn the Rambam Kipshutai, that Echa B'Shabbos means Sunday morning, not Matzah Shabbos. He says that Rashi is a vor not like this. Rashi's Mazber, that the Gemara explains over here that the Ipush won't happen, b'chi ha-shi'ura, Rashi, the Ramatsa, b'chi ha-shi'ura, Rashi's Mazber, to have a chatziyayim lezu, v'chatziyayim lezu, v'y ma'apsha. Rashi's before, that tzachar kol, it's a half a day. Half a day for the old chalas, and a half a day for the new chalas. Why is it only a half a day for the new chalas? Because I was beside them in the morning, on Shabbos in the morning, and Matzah Shabbos already, I'm putting in the kodim. If you would only put in the Karim the next day, it would be a full day, not a Chatzi Ayoin. So it's before in Rashi, says the Chastei David, that he argues on the Pashas Lashon Rambam, and he holds that it's like the Lashon HaBrayis says, B'duk Duk Dafka Matzoi Shabbos, and not on Sunday. And the Chastei David is B'tama, what's Pshat in the Rambam? Why would the Rambam hold you have to do a Dafka on Sunday? And he seems to understand the Chastei David that the Pshat would be, because it's like a Avoida that needs Yoin. And he asks that we don't find that Seder Karim should have a Torah's Avoida. Says maybe Afal Pikein, since it has episoteris avoided to it, it needs yoim. But the Mikdash David in Simur Chav Beis Ois Hey, the Mikdash David says that the Pshat and the Rambam is very pashut. The reason why the Rambam wrote Be'echa B'Shabbos that you only go in on Sunday and you don't go in on Matzoi Shabbos, says the Mikdash David, on Matzoi Shabbos there was nothing to do in the Heichal. If you were going in, you're going to be going in for the sole purpose to be in Sadr Kodim. Says the Mikdash David, this will be a Bir Ekonis. He speaks out to be Mishtachave. He learns in the Rambam that the Rambam Shita is that to be Mishtachave also is a Bir Ekonis. You can't just go in to be Mishtachave. It's also for a Kayin to go into the Heichal for no reason, but the Bir Ekonis, he has to go in to do Avodah. And therefore says the Mikdash Tavah to go in only to be Mesadr Kodim, would have a Teres Biyar Kodis. Now, if you look at the Mikdash Tavah, he doesn't hold that going in to be Mesadr Kodim is a Biyar Kodis, because of course it's very important that there's a Tchiv to be Mesadr Kodim. And that's a chelik of the Sidur HaShulchan. And therefore, since the Torah gave a din for Kodim, that would be a chelik. The reason why he learns it's a Biyar Kodis is because he holds up etzem. There's no reason why I couldn't be misadid akonim in the raisa. I could have been misadid akonim on Shabbos itself. The only iser why, the reason why I didn't do it was because midrabanan, the Chazal asked me. So it's coming out that I'm doing an extra bia for no reason. I could have done everything in one bia. And I didn't need to go and do it in two bias. I didn't need to go in twice. In a chanami, going in the second time is a very good purpose. I need to put in the konim. But why did I make two bias? I could have done it all in one bia. But the Mikdash Tavah brings home in Yerushalmi that when the Kayin brings in the Kafen Machte and he brings it in two Bias, the Yerushalmi's avor that the problem, the Bia Rekonis that's here, is the first Bia, not the second. The second one I needed. I needed to do the second one once I already went into the first Bia and I only did half the Avodah. And now I'm stuck. Now I have to go back in. The second Bia is not a Bia Rekonis. The Bia Rekonis is the first one. Since you went in the first time and you didn't do the full thing you were supposed to do, that's the Bia Rekonis. And therefore, says the Mikdash Tavah, in Cain, it's not shver to fi Rashi, why Rashi holds to go on Matzah Shabbos. In a Chanami, I was going to be a Rekonis. But that's because, the Chazal were able to make a Gzeira, B'Shev Al Tase. If we would understand that the second B is the Bia Rekonis, that since I didn't need to go in twice, and I went in the second time to be a Rekonis, that's become the essay. But the first time when I went in, why was it a Bia Rekonis? Because I didn't finish doing what I had to do. Not finishing doing what you had to do, says the Mikdash Tavah. We could view that as a Sheval Tase. And the Chazal could be Oiker B'Sheval Tase. Rashi Shita could be that we needed to go in a Matzah Shabbos. We can't wait till the next day. To wait a full day, that would be a problem of Ipush Alechem. And therefore Chazal said, don't put in the Kodim on Shabbos, even though you're going to have to go in an extra time. And that would cause a Bia Rekonis. Afal Pikein B'Sheval Tase, don't put in the Kodim. Now, going in the second time, there's no Isser on that. The Isser was going in the first time and not finishing the Avodah. The not finishing the Avodah, says the Mikdash Tavah, could be viewed as a Sheval Tase, which is the big Chiddush, L'chayir, Saif Dabar, the Isser is a Bia Rekonis. But the Mikdash Tavah says that we could understand that it should have a din of Sheval Tase, and therefore Chazal were able to be guys in such a Gzeir. Now, the Mikdash Tavah is Mazbin at that, to go for the reason why the Rambam held they should do it the next day. The Rambam Kinnur held that there was no problem, it wouldn't become spoiled if you do it the next morning. And since it's the next morning, I have to anyhow do other Avaidas. Memela, that's why I go in then. While I'm doing the other Avaidas, I go in also to be Mesadr the Kon. And the MS, if you look, this Kol Divrei HaRash, Mikdash Tavah, the first by Rash, the Rash, Seif Emer, and the Teres Kan over there brings down this halacha that you don't do the konim, and the Teres Kan says, "V'acher Shabbos, he nichlas v'soider." He used to go on after Shabbos. He used to be nichlas v'soider, and the Rash speaks out over there. V'hainu al korcha k'shahalach lehitav aneiros b'yom rishon. That when you go in, says the Rash, it has to be the next morning when you go to be made to the neiros anyhow. So then you go in, and then the Rash says, "V'intib t'loy m'shazeloy haya b'yarei konis nichlas v'yotze b'loy shem avaydes p'rim." If we were to say, says the Rash, that you could go in, it doesn't have a din of Bia Rekonis since it's Tzarech Alechem, that being Misadr Kodim has a din Tzarech Alechem, doesn't have a din Bia Rekonis, so then you could go in without anything else. But it's before in the Rash, has a strong tzad to say that you can't go in unless you have other Avodah, that's the Chayim of Furish, like it's Mashma and the Rambam, that you only go in the next day when you're anyhow going in to be made to the Neiris. There's an interesting Minchas Chinuch. And over there, Mitzvah Tzadi Zayin in Ois Yudalid, he says that the Gemara over here says that Sidur Kodim is not Doicha Shabbos only because it's Epsher to do it right before, take out the Kodim before Shabbos and put them in right after Shabbos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what happens if Yonta falls out right before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, or on Sunday after Shabbos? So then in that case, I wouldn't be able to take the Kodim out before Shabbos or take them out right after Shabbos. It would be a whole nother day. Yonta falls out, Asur. And the Isser Muktzah and the Isser Binyan, the Seisr, applies in Yom Tov also. L'chayra. So the Mechaschilich is done. He says that L'chayr it's Pashit, that it would be Deiche. The whole reason, the Gemara is the first over here, the whole reason why we do it, why we not Deiche Shabbos, is because it's Epsher B'Lavachi. It wouldn't become spoiled, it wouldn't become rotten. Masha Enkin says the Mechaschilich, when in Echtipsa, where we don't have that Eitzah, when it's Yontif, then he says, in Echanami, it'll be Deiche Yontif for Shabbos, and he's done. When exactly would you do it? Would you do it on Yontif? Would you do it on Shabbos? Ayin Shabbidvarov, he's done when. But Akaparim says to Mechaz Chinuch, in Eichel Tips, when you get stuck, and you have no other Eitzel, lo oilam, it is Deichel Shabbos. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings the Mishnah and Kalim, Tanan Hossam, Rameyar Eimer, Kol Amis Shahib and Mikdash Beinimis. All the Amis in the Mikdash were Beinimis, were Am of six Amis, with six Tfachim, besides for the Mizbeach Azov, the Karen, and the Savior of Yisrael of the Mizbeach HaOivah. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says that Amas Binyan was Shisha Tvachim, Mishal Kalim Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that all the Kalim were five Tvachim. Now Rashi by us, Rashi says, Amas Kalim, what does it mean Amas Kalim? Oroin v'shulchan mizbeach hazov. Rashi would be mashma, the Tafka the mizbeach hazov had a did of Amas Kalim, Ashaikain, the mizbeach ha'oilo, the mizbeach ha'chitzan, that is a did of Amas Binyan. Now that's before Shana Hol Sugya like that, that the mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitz, the Mizbeach HaOila had a din binyan, and therefore had a din, most of the shirim on the Mizbeach HaKaponim had a din of binyan, which were Shisha Tfachim, which were Amas of Shisha Tfachim. Like Rashi says before, Shana Rashi before, Amas binyan, Koyin Chaymas HaBayis from Mizbeach HaOila. But what Yesh La'ayin, what's the halacha, this is all, once Shlomo HaMelech came around, that he built the Beis HaMikdash, and he made the Mizbeach, had a din of a binyan. But in the Mishkan, where it was a Mizbeach and a Chayshas, and at the time of the Mishkan had a din of a Keli. It didn't have a din of a Binyan. It wasn't a Binyan. It had a din of a Keli. And therefore, Yesh La'ayin, what was Bishas, the Mishkan, was the Mizbeach and a Chayshas of Fir Reb Yehuda, what the Midas made with the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim or Bas Shisha Tvachim? From the fact that Rashi spoke at Amas Kalim only in the Mizbeach Azov, Yesh La'ayin, that maybe there's a diktuk in Rashi that would be mashma that the Mizbeach Oila always had a shear of Shisha Tfachim. But if you look in Rashi in Erevin, Daftalam Abiz, Rashi speaks out, Amas HaKalim, what does it mean Amas Kalim? Rashi says, Vaham Mizbechois. Rashi uses the Lashon Rabbim, Mizbechois. It's mashma that Rashi is saying, Amas Kalim goes back both on the Mizbeach Azov, and on the Mizbeach HaChoshes. And I saw in the Shiuri of Reb Simcha Maimon in Zvachim, Daf Nuntesim Abayz, where he speaks out as Pasha. You look in the other Rashi's, Rashi by us is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. You see from the Rashi before, Amas Binyan Kagun Chaymes HaBayz. That's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So in Rashi, in by us, it's Pasha that when Rashi only spoke out Mizbeach HaZov, because he didn't want to talk about Mizbeach HaOila, this Mizbeach HaOila, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, was Ba'amash Bas Shisha Tvachim. If you look into Rashi's and Erev, when Rashi over there explains what does it mean, Amas Binyan, Rashi explains, HaKaroshim Vayiriyas. Rashi's talking about the Mishkan. So in Echadam, Mizman Mishkan, Rashi and Erev is before that the Mizbechais, both the Mizbech and Achayshis and the Mizbech Asab, both had a dit of Kalim, Amas Kalim, and they were both by Amas Mas Chamisha. That Rashi by us spoke at only the Mizbech Asab was because Rashi was talking about Mizman the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Simcha Maimon's Bedayik on the Testament base over there, Rashi, when he makes the cheshbin of the difference between the Mizbeach of Moshe, Mizbeach and Achoshes, and the Mizbeach that Shleiman made, the difference in size, Rashi makes the Amos the same. Rashi over there in Debrei Maschel Afkan, Rashi's beforeish L'chayra, that the Amos of the Mizbeach and Achoshes, Sh'asa Moshe, and the Mizbeach, Sh'asa Shleime, which is before Sh'asa did of Amas Binyan, Amas Bas Vav Tvachim, Rashi makes the Cheshbonis that the Amas are the same. Devor and Rashi didn't hold that the Amma of the Mizbeach of Shleime was bigger than the Amma. And the Chari, that would be a clear stira to the Rashi and Erevin. Now the Pshat in Rashi and Zvachim, why would it be like that? Why should, if we're saying that the Mizbeach and the Cheshes has a din of a Keli, why Be'emes wouldn't have a din of Bas Vav Tvachim? So I saw over there, Reb Simcha Maimon is Mazber, because the Makar to this din of Amabas Hey and Amabas Vav is a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Now the Pasuk in Yecheskel was talking about only things that were there b'shas to Beis HaMikdash. It's not talking about things in the Mishkan. So we have no Makar to what the din of the Mizbeach and HaChoshes was. We have Makar only to all the Kalim that were there, b'shas, that Yechezkel was talking. Yechezkel was not, wasn't, the nevuah of Yechezkel wasn't said on the Mishkan, on the Mizbeach HaRachoshes. So the Mizbeach HaRachoshes was never discussed in the nevuah of Yechezkel, and therefore Yesh Leimar, that the Mizbeach HaRachoshes, Eirich Lami, wasn't nichla on this new chiddush of Amon Bas Hei, and remained with the Pashta Amma of Kol HaTerah Kula of Amon Bas Vav. But it remains a stira l'chayr and Rashi from Rashi to Pashas to what seems from Rashi in Zvachim Daf Nuntes to what's beforeish in Rashi and Erev and Daf Dala, that over there it's beforeish in Rashi that the Mizbechas were Ba'amas Kelim. Toysvis on Daf Tzali Zayin and Mabez in the Ramaschel El Cheika Amo Begoiva, Toysvis over there brings down Rashi in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel as a kasha that l'chayr, if the Mizbech was a drop higher than the Kevish, there should be a problem of the Salva Milus. So Tosfos brings from Nasa Midura that Amishli Yisai Ba'amabas Hei. The Amma Yisai was Amabas Hei. And Mamelu, therefore, it works out that it should be equal. Tosfos just speaks out, Ul Pirisha Kutra's Kasha, that Ibsa Reisha Kevish Goiva Gavoya Mirisha Mizbeach. Comes out that the Kevish is a little higher than the Mizbeach. Tosfos says, no, Miu Ein Lachash Lazet. You don't have to worry about that. It's not a problem if the Kevesh is a little higher than the Mizbech. So Pashtis, L'chari, what Tesis means to say is that even though if the Mizbech would be higher than the Kevesh, there is a problem, because it comes out of being Salah B'mailus. I'm walking up onto the Mizbech. It's like a step. Mashiach, if the Mizbech is lower and I have to step down, then there's no Isra of Milus. The Isra of Milus is only to go upwards, not to go downwards. Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Salvechik in Shiurim in Zvachim Daf Samach Gimel, he asked that L'chayra is beforeish a mechilta at the end of Yisra. That's beforeish, not like this. It's beforeish over there that the Isra of Milus is both to go up and both to go down. So L'chayra, how could Tesis over here say Ein Lachish Bezer, which L'chayra means to say is that there's no prompt going down? L'chayra, it's a head you negative mechilta. Now the Rambam. And Hilchos Beis HaBechir in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Zayin, the Rambam brings down the Isser, that you're not allowed to climb up on the step on the Mizbeach, and he writes that someone that does that is Loikes, Oivra Alav, Loisal B'mailas HaMizbechi. And the Mishnah Melech over there brings down the Mechilta, that the Halach is that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to make a Pesiyah Gassi, you're not allowed to walk with big steps, you have to go, Eikev Etzar Goydel. And he brings out the Yushalmi Zavur like that, and he says that there's another Dida of the Mechilta, the Ein Aliyah Yerida Minayin Tamalayim Asher Leisegala. So the Mishnah Melech Ba'ira the Chayyur. Why did the Rambam bring down these halachas? Why did the Rambam bring down the halacha that if you not allowed to walk Psiya Gatsa, and who didn't that you're not allowed to go down? Same way you're not allowed to go up on the steps. You're not allowed to go down on the steps. Now Be'emes the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and Loisa Say Pei. The Rambam brings down this halacha of Psiya Gatsa. So Rechin and the Rambam seems in Yad HaChazaka and Hilchos Beis HaBechir over here, the Rambam doesn't bring down both of these halachas. That's the Bishlam Malach Sa'ara on the Rambam. So the Evan HaOzel over here in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, he says that L'chayru we can be miyashiv this, that maybe the Rambam learnt up that this Mechilta, that Asus Psiya Gasa and go down, the Drosha is, because it says Loi Segala. Asher Loi Segala Arvascha. That there's a problem to be Megala the Erva, and that's what the Mechilta holds, that since the Isser, you say the Isser is to be Megala, that you shouldn't be Megala the Erva. The Isser to go on Milus is that you shouldn't be Megala the Erva. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you're going up. It doesn't make a difference if you're going down. And who I did when you're walking straight, if you make a Psiya Gasa, which would also cause a Gili Erva, then there's also a problem. There's also going to be an Isser. Says Evan also heard, it seems to be totally in the Machlaikis, that we have in a lot of places in Shas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether or not with Derish time in the Kra. The fear of Shimon, they Derish time in the Kra. So, in a Hanami, we could say that all these dinam are also Nichlal, even though the Etzem Isser is like Salab and Milus. You shouldn't go up on Milus. And therefore, Machatesi to Asa Yurida, Machatesi to Asa Psiya Gaso. But since the time of the Kra, the reason of the Pasik is that you shouldn't be Megali Erva, so then, who I did is Nichlal, the other cases also. Masha'ekin, like Reb Yehuda. Says Rabbi Zalman, La'ilam, you could say that these things are an usher, and therefore maybe the Rambam held that there was a machlokes tanayim in this inyan, and therefore the Rambam didn't bring down this halacha. The Rambam didn't in Yad HaChazaka did not paskin the isser of psiya gasa, and did not paskin the isser of going down. And if you look at the Briska Rav, the Kisvei Agriz and Yubadaf Chafes, he also says that there's a machlokes. It seems to be a machlokes Pashas the Mishnah said they were rotten al gabe kevesh, it would be mashma, he could make a psia gaso, and therefore the Rambam pask, and therefore it's possible that says Rabbi Zalman, the Rambam didn't pask in this halacha, he didn't pask in this mechilta, he held that the mechilta was shaloika halacha. Im kein yeish leimar, that maybe Tosfos over here is also going with this shita, he's not going with the Isser to go down, he's going like the Tana, that you can only go up, that the Isser is only to go up, to go down wouldn't be an Isser, and it would be Miyoshev, and this Kasha, this Ha'ara, on Tosfos, B'tzarech Iyun.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.